Morning all and welcome to the ArsenalNewsBlog.com mini podcast reflecting on Arsenal's 1-0 win over Liverpool. Oh, what joy. Finally, I can talk with a bit of happiness in my voice after we ground out a 1-0 win over our Merseyside opponents on Wednesday night. We were pretty nervous in the first half. I think that was well documented. Liverpool defended well, but we didn't really make them defend overly well because our play was quite poor, the passes weren't sticking, and unusually Fabregas had a pretty quiet game. But in the second half, it opened up a little bit and we were marginally improved. And Thomas Rosicky, after his miscontrol after being slid through from Arshavin, he made up for that and he put in a really delicious pass which Diaby smashed home with his head, and probably the only player on the pitch apart from Bentner that would have reached that, so it's a fine goal. And then we were very nervy indeed. Not helped by referee Howard Webb, who I will talk about in a minute. But we just about hung on. It was, of course, controversial at the end. We had, Gerrard. Let's touch on Steven Gerrard. The guy, he dives all the time, diving throughout the game, I feel. And he's been diving for quite some time, but it seems to be neglected by a lot of sections of the media because he's English. I'm sure if he was foreign, then we'd be lambasting him. But yesterday he was diving all over the place and he tried to buy a free kick and then Kaut went down as well. Not entirely sure that was a free kick either. Nonetheless, Howard Webb awarded it. Gerrard stepped up, smashed it, hit Fabregas' hand. Not sure if he was on the line or just over the line, just outside the penalty area. It probably should have been a free kick or a penalty, but I think we deserve that bit of luck after the past three games and how they've gone, and also just on in general how poor Howard Webb's display was. He was diabolical. Booking Bentner for the dive, I think that was 6-1, half a dozen the other, really. I think it could have very well, it was more towards a penalty than a dive, and I think he got that wrong. And Webb's overall display, just some truly staggering decisions. So inconsistent throughout. I think the Arsenal players just about had enough by the final whistle, and I think us as fans had enough as well. What else can we move on to? Walcott. Walcott came on for Arshavin, who apparently has a hamstring injury. Fingers crossed that's not too bad. And what was, I don't know about you, but did you see that moment when Walcott went into the corner of the, it was a couple of minutes left. Walcott got possession in the corner of the pitch. He had no support. So even in an attack, which is what we usually do, strangely, even when we're winning and we're trying to hold on to a lead, even an attack wasn't on. And Walcott had his back, rather than just holding up play and just walking towards the corner flag and just putting his back to the play, his opponents, what Walcott did, he just hooked it aimlessly with his left foot into the penalty area. He knew no one was there, he must have known. And it went straight to Reina's hands, and then Liverpool could begin another attack. I mean, that's just footballing stupidity, really, and Wenger was understandably furious on the sidelines. Okay, so 3 points nonetheless, and Chelsea lost against Everton, and Manchester United drew. So all of a sudden, we're 6 points behind Manchester United, Chelsea, who are leading. It is premature to say we're back in the title race, but it certainly gives us some optimism for the rest of the season. And more importantly, I think what is key, more importantly, it means that we pretty much seem to have a third place sewn up, because there was a fear that if Liverpool did nick something on Wednesday, then we'd be looking over our shoulders quite seriously. So now we've put that distance back between us, and we can focus on just trying to, we've got a nice run in now. So obviously some difficult away games, for example Spurs away, but a good solid running, because we don't have any more of the our fellow top four rivals to play. And then of course we've got Manchester City at home. That's a key game. We need to exact revenge against them, to tell you that. So next game, Sunderland at home. Of course their last win came against us. They're in terrible form. No wins in 12, I think that's right. They're in pretty diabolical form. So, and we need to come back against them, because I think if you remember the game against the Stadium of Light, we were terrible, and they won 1-0. So if we can win then, and who knows what could happen in this crazy league this season, Manchester United or Chelsea could drop points. So could be in a very, very good position come the end of the weekend. Nonetheless, let's enjoy our success. It's been a miserable couple of weeks. Expect another mini podcast ahead of the Sunderland game. Okay, thanks very much, everyone, and enjoy your Thursday. Bye-bye.